Bruce Molsky, Alex, and Tatiana Hargreaves are here live in the KLCC Selco Performance Hall. We're going to join Michael Canning for a performance and a talk with all the folks.
Thank you, Liz. Bruce Molsky is a multi-instrumentalist who is a master of old-time music traditions from the Celtic world, Appalachia, and Delta styles as well. He's performed with some of the world's finest traditional players, including Kevin Burke, Liz Carroll, John Doyle, Donald Lenny, Bill Frisell, amongst others, many more. His work with Fiddlers 4 earned them a Grammy nomination in 2003. He has 6 recordings under his own name. The latest is Soon Be Time on Compass Records. Bruce Molsky is in Eugene tonight to play at the Shedd Institute with 2 very accomplished young players from our area. They are Alex and Tatiana Hargreaves from Corvallis. Alex is the youngest fiddler to have won the Grand Champion Division Old Time Fiddlers Contest in Weezer, Idaho. He's won the prestigious Daniel Puro Violin Award, and he's a member of Mike Marshall's new group called The Big Trio. Tatiana has won the American String Teachers Association Alternative Style Award, and she's just released her first solo CD. It's called Started Out to Ramble. Tonight's concert featuring these 3 fine artists is at 7:30 p.m. in the Jaquia Concert Hall at the Shedd. Bruce will also give a workshop at the Shedd from 3:30 to 5 this afternoon. Welcome, Bruce, Tatiana, and Alex to KLCC. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Okay. Bruce, we're going to start out with a solo tune of yours, and we'll get to that music right away, and then we'll talk about the song and get into a little bit of information about how this whole thing got put together.
Sounds great.
What have you got for us?
Oh, I'm going to, musicians should always sing songs that they can relate to, so I'm going to sing a song about a guy that doesn't like to work right about this time of day. It's called Lazy John.
Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Saturday night, ain't coming home till the broad daylight, and I'll take my baby back home. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? And her legs are bowed, but we sure have a lot of fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John.
Lazy John. Tell us about that tune and where it came from, Bruce.
Lazy John came from a fiddler named Clyde Davenport. He's well in his 80s now, and he comes from around Monticello, Kentucky. Uh-huh. Grew up playing this music, and real old-time fiddler, really interesting character.
Yeah, and, in Kentucky, huh?
Yeah,
interesting
yeah.
stuff. So I want to talk to you from a player's perspective. Why is it important to keep this kind of music alive? You know, I mean, not so much from a listener's point of view, but from a player's point of view. What's very important to do with this music?
Well, that's have you got an hour?
Well, get it started. I'll stop you.
There's just so much to it. You know, we all kind of come to this music because we like the way it sounds, and there's something that's really accessible about it for us. And I know that's true with Tati and Alex, but I just kind of fell in love with it. You know, folk music doesn't belong to anybody, really. I mean, all kind of publishing rights and record label stuff aside, it's something that kind of exists as a function of how people lead their lives. And, you know, when I met a lot of these old fiddlers years ago, they just played music for their own pleasure. It was something they did in their communities. And the tunes really, they were tunes that were in their hands and in their heads. They were things that they'd heard all their lives. And having that passed down to somebody, an outsider like me, because I'm not from the mountains, was really kind of an honor. And, you know, and time marches on, and my teachers are mostly not around anymore. And I kind of feel like it's as important to me to pass it off to people that want to play it as it is to just play it.
Now, how about your responsibility as a player? Is it to advance, to advance these tunes into something different, or is it to faithfully reproduce them, as the tradition somehow would call for?
Everybody's got their own take on that.
Yeah.
And people play music for different reasons, and the ones I think... and I'm going to get killed for saying this, but the ones who see music as a representation of their culture are going to want to hear that stuff played a little bit closer to how it was last generation. To me, I think you respect the tradition well enough to really learn the nuts and bolts of it and really learn where it comes from. And then it becomes your language. It becomes your expression. And we've got a real renaissance in folk fiddling in the U.S. and really all over the world right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the beauty parts of it is seeing people take this music and really study it and really fall in love with what it's all about and then speak it with their own voice. Yeah. I think that's what's going to make it last.
It seemed to me that you'd have to, that would be important to you as a player to bring something to the music, even though it's so steeped in tradition.
I think, if you do anything long enough, we all start by imitating other people.
Yeah.
And eventually you wake up one day and you don't sound like any of those other people. You sound like you. And it's liberating because that's the point at which you can say, wow, this is my music. I can play this.
Do you remember when that moment happened for you?
I do. It happened at the moment that I – at the first chance I had to play fiddle music that wasn't old-time music. Huh. I got invited to work with Mick Maloney, great – Irish-American, not only a musician, but he's a folklorist, and he's a National Heritage Award winner as well. And I had to learn all these Irish tunes. And all of a sudden, I realized how little I knew about that musical language. It kind of showed me what I did know about the language I did speak and realized that I really did, at that point, kind of had my own voice. It was an interesting kind of place to be at because then all of a sudden, you want to do everything. And then you're really stuck.
Yeah. Well, let's bring in your young colleagues this afternoon. I'm talking to Bruce Molsky, and we're bringing in now young Tatiana and Alex Hargreaves from Corvallis, Oregon. And welcome, back to the radio station, Tatiana. I understand
Thanks.
You were here just about a week ago.
Yeah.
And Alex, welcome to our studios. We
Thank
appreciate you,
it's
you coming.
It's great to be here.
All right. First of all, I'd like to ask Bruce about how you got associated with these two young people and for you to just assess their playing. a little bit, you know, on a top level.
Michael, you got to understand, we're getting ready to spend a week and a half in a car.
I know, and you're going to be talking about this until it's over, too.
We first met, you know, there's one of the main vehicles for a lot of people wanting to learn folk music these days are summer camps.
Yeah.
And I was introduced to Tatiana by another young woman who was a student of mine named Brittany Haas. And I met Brittany when she was 10, and she's getting ready to graduate Princeton University now, and she's a fantastic fiddler and plays with a band called Crooked Still, which some of your listeners might know. But Brittany introduced me to Tatiana at a summer camp called Sierra, and it's put on by Alistair Fraser, a great Scottish fiddler. And she was kind of, I heard that there was this gal around, she was kind of gunning for me, and we sat down and played a few tunes together, and it was wonderful. It was magic. And she's obviously been bitten by the old time music bug.
Right.
You know, once you fall in that hole, it's hard to come out. And of course, through her, I've met her whole family, and they're wonderful and incredibly encouraging. And I met Alex. And Alex is to jazz and bluegrass kind of what Tatiana is to old time music. I mean, he's a monster of a player.
Yeah.
If you come to the concert tonight, you'll hear.
Tatiana, I want to ask you, how's it feel to, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 13.
You're 13 years old. And how's it feel to be 13 and have your own CD out?
It's pretty exciting.
I bet it is.
I feel really honored to be able to play with all my heroes, including Bruce Molsky. And it's pretty cool to be able to have that.
Yeah. And now you're going to get on the road with this guy and go play a series of concerts. Traveling up to Seattle, up to British Columbia, and back down again, right?
That's right.
Got a concert in Corvallis for folks who are not in Eugene for the concert tonight. You'll be playing in Corvallis a week from this evening at the First Presbyterian Church. Is that right, Mom?
Yeah.
That's okay. Friday, May 15th. Is that right?
Right.
My birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll be a special night.
Yeah.
Right. Alex, you have been playing the music for a long time, or longer time at least, and you just got a gig with Mike Marshall's new trio.
Yeah,
the big trio.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of an experience is that for you?
Oh, that's been really, really exciting for me. Mike is someone I've been listening to for a long time, and to be playing music with him has been really great, really great experience.
It's a different kind of look, too, isn't it? It's not the old-time music. It's a different thing entirely.
No, mostly original stuff that we either wrote together or that Mike composed.
A lot of interesting changes in that music, too. I've been listening to him for a long, long time, and Daryl
those
guys. Yeah. All right, well, let's have a piece of music now from all three of you. And Bruce, if you wouldn't mind telling us what you're going to play and where that came from.
Well, we're going to play a set of two tunes. And the first one was composed by the young woman to my right. And it's called The Demon's Lament. And it's a waltz. And the second tune is a really popular old tune that comes in a lot of flavors and keys and tempos. And I call it the Red Rocking Chair, and she calls it Sugar Babe.
Tighten my bow. Thank you.
baby now.
With Alex and Tatiana Hargreaves on Fresh Tracks this afternoon. Thanks, you guys. That's a fun tune. So let me ask you about the instruments you play. When you play in old-time music, I mean, does that mean you're playing old-time instruments, or can you bring new instruments to this music?
You can do either.
Yeah.
And, of course, there are a lot of beautiful old vintage instruments out there that sound great, and they really hark back to another time. They're also kind of hard to travel with, and if you are a touring musician, they're delicate. You worry mm-hmm. about them. The good part is that there's a whole community of people making new instruments that are fantastic, and I travel with all modern instruments.
Now, I mean, the design of the violin, the way they put violins together, has to have changed over the years. So
I think less so than a lot of other things.
Yes,
a
right?
good violin is still made by hand.
Right.
It's still, you know, glued together with glue made from horses.
Yeah.
And and it takes the same kind of craftsmanship. The modern violin makers are still the ones who aren't trying to innovate, and there's some great ones. Most of them are still using the same kind of template and designs as the ones made hundreds of years ago.
Interesting. Yeah. How about technique when you're playing? Do you learn specific techniques that enable you to reproduce sounds as they were at that time, or do you take the modern techniques that have come down through players through the years and incorporate them?
I think it's some of both.
Yeah.
It's some of both. There's just, I mean, you really need to have personal contact or some kind of visual contact with these old musicians to see how they did what they did.
Yeah.
But a lot of us, we learn just from each other. Do you learn mostly by watching?
Yeah. Listening and yeah.
How long have you been touring enough to, you know, to see all the masters or see the masters of the music?
I don't really tour that much, but like Bruce was saying earlier, like over the summer, it's just I go to so many different fiddle camps, and that's where I meet all like my favorite musicians and get to learn from them, and it's really fun.
Do you get to be a kid anytime? I mean, I'm just wondering because you must put in an amazing amount of time practicing and. You know, getting the chops up and stuff.
Yeah, I'm often a kid.
Yeah. Maybe I should ask your mother about that more than you. What's up for you this summer, Tatiana?
I'm going to a bunch of different fiddle camps. Alistair Frazier's Valley of the Moon fiddle camp down in California. Jay Unger and Molly Mason's Ashokan Southern Week, which is in New York, and that's come to be one of my favorite times of the year. And then the Festival of American Fiddle Tunes in Port Townsend, Washington.
Must give you a thrill to stand up on the stage with all those people and play.
Yeah.
Alex, how about you for the summer? Are you traveling with Mike or something?
I'm actually not with Mike this summer. I'm going to be traveling with Sarah Jarosz, a great singer from Austin, Texas, who recently signed on to Sugar Hill Records, and her album is coming out this summer. I play in her band.
What kind of band is it? I mean,
it's going to be a trio with Sam Grisman playing bass, I'll be playing fiddle and some mandolin. Sarah sings and plays banjo and mandolin.
Where are you guys taking off to?
We're going to be playing at a festival in Colorado and then some shows in Austin and at Rocky Grass, this bluegrass festival, and then Gray Fox in New York.
Okay. Sounds like a good summer to me.
Yeah, it should be pretty exciting.
Should be fun, huh? Yeah. Got one more for us this afternoon?
We got one more for you. We'll play you at, and it's called Shaking Down the Acorns. We're going to play it on three fiddles because you can't ever have enough fiddles. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three, go.
Smolsky, Alex Hargreaves, Tatiana Hargreaves, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and play for us on KLCC. They play this evening at the Shedd Institute, the last of the Now Hear This concerts tonight, starting at 7:30, workshop at 3:30 this afternoon, and Corvallis listeners next week at the First Presbyterian Church in Corvallis for a concert at the end of this tour. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Also, want to say thank you to my engineer today, Mr. Don Hine, in the other room, and to Liz Wise for making room for us on Fresh Tracks this afternoon. Thanks again.